Welcome back to Inside the Cult, Born Into This. I'm Paul Marshall, sitting with the members of the cult who have a brand new CD coming out in stores entitled Born Into This on October 2nd, out on Roadrunner Records. And actually, you guys put together your own record company imprint to do this. Tell me about it.
New Wilderness was created to sort of... we've signed to Roadrunner Records, and for the most part, Roadrunner Records are known as kind of like a hard rock label.
Sure.
And we wanted to distinguish that, although we, you know, respect Roadrunner as a record label, we didn't feel that we were, quote-unquote, a hard rock band. You know, we felt that there's a lot more breadth to the band than that, so we wanted to distinguish ourselves apart from the rest of the roster. Roadrunner had been indicated that they're moving in a different direction, or they're growing as a company, and that's one of the reasons they've signed the cult. So to distinguish us being apart from the rest of the roster in that way, we came up with the imprint New Wilderness, which is also, you know, and the title was kind of picked... To sort of show that's where we are right now. This is a time when we're kind of in uncharted territory, you know, especially for rock and roll music, because the formats have become so structured that to really be an intuitive band that is doing a truthful thing outside of the mainstream, you've kind of got to go out into a wilderness environment, you know, outside of the mainstream. So that's what New Wilderness was really about. New Wilderness also being where we have the internet.
When you talk about the internet and digital media, how does that affect the way you as artists make your music now? There's going to come a time when kids can't even hold a CD in their hand anymore, and it's really going to be an intangible. It's all going to be audio art. And how does that play into when you guys make your records?
It seems to be more about creating a spectacle as opposed to creating a song or a truth. I think the new Transformers movie, for example, is a great example of it. No longer do movies made where there's a storyline. It's basically an advertisement. It's like walking into a mall. Everything is contained within that one product or that one entity, whether it's a film or a piece of music. Even music is becoming more commercial in that sense, you know, selling a demographic, or it's even like sort of almost like product placement and advertisement within music. So these new formats have come into music. So organic music, a truth from the artist, from the creative person, is kind of a dying thing. And to me, I saw this quote Bob Dylan said recently. He said, "Too many performers, not enough songs." Not only the song's missing, but the actual real performer's missing. That's why we haven't had anything really important since Kurt Cobain died 12 years ago. Apart from, you know, obviously hip-hop, you know, not to take away from the hip-hop movement, with a lot of the, you know, real creativity's been, but in rock and roll, it's been kind of stagnant. So I think there's another observation for us as a band, was that just get back to what our instinct is. Listen to our instinct, our gut. Go with your gut. And that's why this record is the way it is. That's why it's in the title, Born Into This. Born Into This Time.
We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a couple of minutes. Now let's play something off of Born Into This. The song is called Savages.
Yeah.
From the brand new Cult CD, Born Into This, that is Savages on the Cult Radio Network. I'm Paul Marshall, joined by the members of the Cult. The new CD will be in stores on Tuesday, October 2nd. We were talking before the song, Ian, about maybe or foreseeable death of the CD, where, you know, people are going to the internet now. You talked about Born Into This being sort of a reference of being born into the internet age. You know, you guys have used songs in movies in the past.
Sure.
Do you think that product placement or something like that could be another way to expose the music when, obviously, you know, holding a CD in the hand may not be able to happen anymore for a kid to take ownership of your music?
I think if you're an artist now, you have to sort of consider anything that's available to get your music across. I mean, radio is very, very extremely important. And it's always been the backbone of the way music is received. You know, film has become incredibly important in the culture. It's amazing if you actually look at sort of media publications that talk about, like, the top 20 most visible males in the culture. Not one of them's a rock star. They're all film. They're all movie actors.
I moved on to TV, mate.
Yeah, Billy, see, there you go. That's a perfect thing. I mean, Billy's involved in television now.
Yeah, I heard about that.
He's actually a television presenter.
You're doing that stuff on the Fuse Network, doing the TV thing. But that's television, and this is radio, and the brand new Cult CD is called Born Into This. The first one since 2001, when you did Beyond Good and Evil, where we were introduced to a new bass player, Chris Wise, who remains a member of the Cult. Chris, what's the vibe this time around? It's been 6 years, and in music, 6 years is a long time.
Yeah. Well, I met these guys, November 2000, so it's going on like 7 years. So yeah, a lot of music has come and went since then. What's cool about the Cult is that the sound is always evolving. Like Billy earlier said, you know, there's many different sounding Cult records. For me, the vibe, the scene here with this band, we started last year.
It was very Nicholson, by the way.
Yeah, the scene here, it's very good. We've been doing it since last February, you know, so we've been playing a lot before we got to this new album point.
What is it about the Cult that makes it the right voice for your music? I mean, you've played on Beyond Good and Evil.
Certainly it was timing. Everyone wanted to do it again. I mean, Ian and Billy spoke first, and they were like, hey, let's call up Wise, and let's check into who can play drums. And it just, everyone said, yeah, it felt right. It was the right time. You know, these guys talking first and sort of doing the spark, and here we are.
Chris kind of fits in. I think a lot of its personality, that's what makes a band. You know, people like to do a band. It's kind of like the personalities. There's been a lot of musicians played with the Cult over the years, but, you know, Chris has a kind of a... it's important that the personalities fit.
Well, you can't create chemistry. It's either there or it isn't.
Right, and I think that's really, you know, organically and chemically, Chris sort of fits in with our general spirit, and, you know, he's, you know, quite almost Irish. He's very close to being Irish. By American standards, he's definitely a bagpipe-blowing, kilt-wearing Irishman, potato head.
I've got the blood.
You know.
See, that's one thing for the Cult. When we've never been great self-promoters. We've always been extremely earnest, you know, in what we do. And
I think that's a good thing, though.
Yeah, it is a good thing, but this is a really earnest record. It's really sincere, and it is what it is, and we are who we are, and we're not trying to sort of fake that we're...
We always were when we made those records. That's when we did the Love album, for example. The next album we made sounded nothing like it, but we sincerely believed that was the right thing to do. And we sincerely understood that a lot of fans would be horrified and outraged and disappointed. And there was a lot of pain and anguish caused by us. But we just follow our instincts, you know, and generally speaking, they've been good. Hence, we're still here and we've made 8 records. And I think we get more things right than we get wrong.
Well, they say that every CD is sort of a slice of history for the band at that particular time. 2007, the slice is Born Into This. Let's play something else on the record. This is called Tiger in the Sun. You're listening to Inside the Cult, Born Into This.
Your golden temple falls. Tiger burning in the sun.
upcoming Cult CD, Born Into This. That's Tiger in the Sun. We'll take a quick break, come back, talk to the Cult, and find out a little bit more about the brand new Cult CD. You're listening to Inside the Cult on the Cult Radio Network.